I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Maura Deuce-Studi. She is here to talk about Ones from the Heart. That's an event happening this weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you. We're producing an evening of one-act plays called Ones from the Heart, and it will be performed at El Museo Cultural this Friday, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon.
Now, you teach acting, and this work, while we want to make very clear, it's not student work in progress, but it is coming out of classes that you've been teaching.
Yes. All the actors in the four one-acts are people that have studied with me, either currently or in the past, and these pieces were pieces that they started to work on in class, but worked on them over a long period of time. And at a certain point, we thought that they were becoming public performance worthy.
Now, are these at all original works? Are they the works of other playwrights?
Three of them are works of other playwrights, and the fourth is a play that was written by one of my students who's also performing in it. And all my students are adults. And
now, you started trying to teach teens, but adults kept on showing up for the classes?
That's right, yeah. And I have a wide variety of skill sets in my class. I have everything from people who've never acted before to people that are working professionals in the film industry here in New Mexico.
Working as actors?
Yes.
Very interesting. So when you have that variety of levels, I guess the people who are newer at it have wonderful models to learn from in the more experienced people.
Yes, acting in many ways can be like tennis or a sport, that you get better more rapidly if your opponent or your partner is more skilled. So there's very much that aspect to it.
When you have somebody who comes into a class and say, I've got some material I want to work on, but I've never acted before, what are the basic building blocks that they have to learn in order to get on stage and really not only perform? I mean, we've all seen material that is raw and full of potential, but to really actualize that potential.
Well, first of all, when people come into my class, I provide material for them to use in the acting class based on skill level and things that I want them to start to work on as I see what their strengths and weaknesses are. I purposely pick scenes that will emphasize work in a particular area that they need work on. So beginning students in my class normally don't bring in their own material.
Oh, okay. So what are some of the typical strengths and weaknesses that you see in a beginning class?
Well, acting is a very zen, as I see it, sort of endeavor. And it's really all about getting in touch with who you are and your own emotions so that you are able to better observe others' behavior, observe your own behavior, and then basically use your knowledge of those behaviors to create a character.
Is that what you would call method acting?
You know, all acting is method acting of a sort. We typically think of Lee Strasberg and the Actor's Studio as the method. But I studied with Uta Hagen at HB Studio in New York when I was very young. And what she teaches is different. Her technique is slightly different than Lee Strasberg, but really all of it is a method for acting.
So that's interesting. So basically, in some ways, the more psychological self-knowledge you have, the more you have to draw on as an actor.
Oh, you bet. Yes, self-awareness is the first step to then being able to observe others and to then know how you react in a certain situation. When you play a part, you're stepping into a circumstance or another person's situation, but you also have to draw on how you've reacted in similar situations in your life to be able to know how someone else might react.
And yet you're playing somebody who might be very, very different from you and might react differently.
That's when observing others comes into play, or your own experience with other people. You might draw on the way someone else reacted to you for a given character rather than the other way around.
So what are these four plays, these one acts, what are they about?
Well, the first play, in the evening, is about two women confronting each other over the same man. And it's a really thought-provoking play, I think very well written. It hasn't been performed a lot, but it, you know, brings forward a lot of women's issues about the idea of our dependency on men and our relationships and how we lose ourselves in them.
Okay.
And I think it's a very interesting play. The second play is the one that will be performed in the evening. It's called Mother, and it was written by one of the actresses in the play, Hillary Elliott. And she was a writer for NBC News in New York in her young days before she moved to Santa Fe and had her son. And so she's a very skilled writer, but this is the first time she's ever had a play produced or performed publicly.
Very interesting.
And it's also her first turn as an actress, but her wealth of experience as a human being is giving her a lot of depth in this play.
Now, they're Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday at
8 p.m.
8 o'clock, and then Sunday
2 p.m.
2 in the afternoon at El Museo Cultural.
Yes. And you can buy tickets at the door.
Excellent. And it's called Ones from the Heart.
Yes.
Maura Dustudy, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we look forward to seeing this work.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.